It was a bit of a party town over the weekend. I saw photos of traffic backed up from Berridale through to Cooma.
I know, I saw those too.
People travelling at like 5Ks an hour out of town.
Crazy.
But celebrating the start of the working week, what is the shot this morning?
So last week, you made me shot apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
This week, I'm just taking out of this Woolies bag.
What is that? Is it soy sauce?
It is.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
How do you feel about that?
I'm hesitant. It's not something I've partaken by itself.
It's not just soy sauce. Yeah. It's premium soy sauce.
Okay.
Which, judging by the price, wasn't so premium. It's quite cheap. But yes, Simo, you will shot that out of a Play-Doh tub.
Oh, did you get more Play-Doh?
No, this is the same one from last week. I washed it.
Damn it. All right. After this. And I've had a look at the one that you've so provided this morning. I saw you pour it, and I was already gritting my teeth and ready to bear this.
Well, last week you made me do a shot of apple cider vinegar, so I thought it's only fair.
That actually cleaned you out, though. That was like, you know, it's a...
This will, too. It is soy sauce. I've just Googled the health benefits of soy sauce.
Oh,
just
sweet.
Just in case you're interested.
Yep.
Soy sauce is low in calories.
Mm.
So there you go. That's good. 1 gram of protein...
Okay,
that's good.
Decent.
Soy sauce is not a good source of soy. What?
Ah-ha-ha-ha.
Ignore that bit. We'll move on. Yeah, look, that's all the health benefits there are.
Alrighty, here we go.
Alright, do you want to count down?
Yeah, go for it.
Alright, just step away from the microphone. I don't want you to spit over all of the...
Yeah.
Alright, 3, 2, 1. He's done it down the hatch. Oh, he's gone back for seconds.
Ah, yuck.
Oh, my. The face you are pulling is one that is not of niceness.
Oh, it's missing.
Are you okay?
Oh,
you want some
man.
Water?
Actually, it's like slightly on the Vegemite side of things on the way out.
Is it? Do you want some water?
Oh, no, nah, we'll do that after. But all that's missing is some sushi.
Oh. Yeah, should we go sushi for lunch?
Oh, man, that was not nice. It's then what? Illy. Shot down. The week has begun. Big man, walk. Is it tonight? Let me down easy, gang of youths on 97.7 Snow FM. And Snow FM at breakfast, Simo and Jordan this morning.
Are you okay, Simo?
I am. Did you notice the slight delay? Because I'm dealing with ingesting a whole bunch of soy sauce. Oh, man. Like, disastrous stuff. But we'll move on from
all
it quickly.
All I can say is you are the one that came up with this segment, not me.
I mean, it's an interesting concept, but we're going to have to, like, maybe work on our communication. But also, we're waking up this morning. Happy to say that, we finally have some tennis news on the good side of things. Ash Barty Party is Woo! The word being sprouted. So she won Roland Garros, winning 6-1, 6-3, our first Australian to win in Paris since Margaret Court in 1973. So some good stuff there. Well, this half hour, weird food combos. I got a bit of a story to discuss.
Ooh, I'm interested.
Also up on the Snow FM Facebook page this morning, you'll be able to let us know what are some of the weirdest combos that you've partaken in. One that I do on the daily...
Yeah.
Vegemite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people can't deal with that full stop. I've got a French couple living where I am, and Vegemite is a no-go zone. But, so you get a slice of bread, or even a crumpet.
Yes.
Or even a scone, or what are the other ones called?
Muffins.
Yeah, so good.
Look, so far, a form of bread and Vegemite is not what I'd call a weird
Correct.
Food combination.
With a bit of butter first.
Again, not necessarily weird.
And then cheese on top.
Turn the weirdness up.
Okay, right. Turn the weirdness up at that stage.
But I think that's not overly weird. I think people do that. I've seen that. I mean, Vegemite's disgusting at the best of times, let alone with or without cheese.
I have one up my sleeve, which was a disastrous moment in my life when I discovered.
Hit me.
First and foremost, do you partake in any, Jordan? Do you any weird food combos are on your list?
Look, none are immediately springing to mind, if I'm honest.
I mean, if you think about it, if you... take fairy bread and you take all the elements, weird kind of thing has come together to create something beautiful.
Mm.
So it's a bit of an ugly duckling type situation, the fairy bread.
It really is. I could go for some fairy bread. Now you mention it.
Always good at parties, and it is a party right here on Snow FM Breakfast. But the weird food combo's got me thinking about a time in my life where I went camping. Now, camping...
Oh, that's ultimate weird food, isn't yeah. it? It's just whatever you've got.
It's worth mentioning that actually I've heard people try to camp down there on the foreshore at Lake Jindabyne. They're getting kicked out, as they should. But, mate, if you're drawing a tent out there with the wind straight off the water,
no.
you're insane. But I went camping. This is out in regional SA with a girl from South Africa, Tara. Let's say her name was, because it actually was. But she did some bizarre stuff with her food, right?
Uh-huh. What was the weirdest? Did she have a weird combo?
The weirdest one was a morning situation.
So breakfast, in other words?
Yes, it was a and so let's talk you through this. So there's a sandwich involved. So you got automatically, she's got some layers going on.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone first and foremost. There's the raspberry jam there.
Not weird. Raspberry jam sandwich. Very nice.
Okay, right. You add some banana in there.
Look, I'm not really a fan of bananas, but I can see two and two would go together. No, I'm not going to call that weird.
The kicker was the tuna. That went in there next.
Tuna.
Yeah, tuna and tomato happened after that. So
wait, tuna, tomato,
yep.
raspberry jam, and banana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is very bizarre. You can let us know some of your weird food combos. Naturally, that was the only time I ever went out with her. Tara, yeah, if you're listening, it's only because of your food habits.
Might have deleted the old phone number after that one.
100%. You can let us know your weird food combos on the Facebook page. Morgan Evans, more Australian music on Snow FM at breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan, Simo and Jordan this morning. And I've never thought about robbing a bank, but I might after this.
That's a bit worrying.
What do you got for us, Jordan?
Firstly, don't rob banks. That's topic number one. Topic number two, this happened in Israel. A man over the weekend went and robbed two banks with nothing but an avocado.
All right, that's some pretty mad skills. I mean, Avo Smash, was it the Hulk? Who was it?
I don't know. It's unnamed. But what he did, he painted the avocado black to make it look like a grenade.
Ooh. All right, that's probably going to be semi-effective.
So over two banks, he stole 6,500 Israeli new shekel, which I believe is their currency. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
And do you know what the most awkward part about this story is?
Yeah.
He managed to get away with 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not got enough money there to buy more avocados.
They are quite expensive.
Simo and Jordan this morning, and hot chips is the chat.
Yes, you've been teasing me with this hot chip story. I don't know what it is, but I've been eager all morning to find out.
It involves smash hit blues and roots artist Ash Grunwald.
Close enough.
He's handy with a guitar, and he seized the moment like a seagull onto someone's abandoned chips on the weekend. So I found this Insta story.
Hey, good meal. Does it set you back much?
We took the chips of strangers, but we trust that they don't have AIDS. And we don't care. We are recycling.
You don't need to pick up a chip, put it in your mouth, and then put it back in.
No.
So how do you feel about that situation? Have you ever gone after someone's abandoned food?
So let me get this straight. So someone was eating a meal, say, for example, burger and chips.
Yeah.
Was full, left some chips, left the table, went off to do some activities.
Like Elvis, they left the building.
They left the building. There were still some chips on their plates, and Ash has gone in.
Heaps, actually.
Was there loads?
From the footage, there's loads of them.
Wow. How long had they been there? Were they still warm? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
Because chips are one of those things. Hot, delicious, cold, terrible.
Exactly, the opposite of pizza, right?
Mm. But have I ever seagulled? No.
No, you've never seized upon, and I have.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, so when I was working hospitality, I worked in a German hotel for a little while, and mate, I mean, sausages are all self-contained, so if there's a whole sausage there...
Yeah, you're safe.
Yeah, Kransky, cheese Kranskys are the bomb, dude.
So let's get this straight. So again, so it's after you've taken the food away.
Oh, yeah, man, I was due
and you're on the way back to the kitchen.
On the way back to the kitchen to scrape the plate over the bin.
Yeah, mate, I mean, it's only going to go in the bin. So
exactly,
I mean,
there's a snag right there.
If you're hungry, there's a snack.
I'm like one of those guys huddled over the bin, just like, rom, 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 yes, give it to me. You can let us know some of your favourite weird food combos online at the Facebook page, but you did mention an interesting thing about hot chips to me last night.
Oh, yes, that. Me and Simo went to the pub last night. I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw there was like a post there from someone, one of my friends.
Yep.
It just said, imagine seeing all the hot chips you've ever eaten in your life. I'm like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to. It would fill Lake Jindabyne, the amount of chips I've had.
If only that was also the amount of people you dated.
Low blow.
And Simo and Jordan this morning, and my Aunt Oma for Oma Idol, thanks to Mountain Munchies.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded her just in her sewing room over the weekend.
Did you pop around and visit?
I did. I was like, nice. Oma, can you just read out these lyrics for me? And she did. See if you can work these ones out. If you know what these lyrics are, call 64-572-977 if you recognize the song.
Hello, Simon, it's been a long time.
She calls
time.
Me Simon.
Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speaker up. Tonight, I make it tight till we see the sunlight.
If you've got any idea...
I've got no idea.
Call 64-572-977. And I do have one that's even more on the nose. She even tried to sing it for us. So that was the lyrics. Should I play the one where she tries to sing?
Yeah, go on. Go on.
Oh, man, it's so good.
Maybe I've got no idea what song it is.
Make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'm a fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but make the party non-stop.
It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Call now 64-572-977 if you know what song that one is.
She was getting really into that. I was worried she might break a bone or something if she gets a bit more into it.
The lines are open for that one right now. But first, let's have the latest drop from Katy Perry. She's released this one, It's Never Really Over, on Snow FM. Katy Perry's Never Really Over, the latest from her on Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissen. And this morning, no takers for Oma Idol because, well, Oma, she's just too good.
I know. Well, I don't know which one it is. I've kind of been thinking. I sort of know what it is, but I can't think of the name. Like, I've heard it before. It's one of those.
Here she is, shredding that lyric, spitting a rhyme for Mountain Munchies.
Don't stop, make it pop, DJ blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'm a fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but make the party non-stop.
I had to deal with that all throughout my childhood, Jordan.
I feel sorry for you. I tell you what, I think I've just worked it out which one it is.
Here it is. Don't stop,
make it yes, of course. DJ blow my speakers up.
Tonight, I'm a fight till it was Tick Tock. Oma, as is my Auntie Liz, both are absolute ballers.
Are they fans of Kesha?
They are now.
I can see Oma down at the club on a Saturday night. It's rocking out to that one.
And she is back tomorrow. Snow FM Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissen, Simo plus Jordan.
Did you forget my name then for a second?
Momentarily.
Hey,
man.
But you remembered. That's good. That was a snort.
Oh, I found it funny. What I find funny is some news that hit last night. We are on the way to our 8 o'clock news. Justin Bieber and TC, Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm. What about them?
Putting the gloves on. Actually, I don't think there's gloves in the octagon.
Oh, so they're having a UFC.
Yes.
Are they?
Yep.
Why? How?
For whatever reason, Justin Bieber has thrown the first punch on Twitter. He's like, I challenge TC to a fight in the octagon. Mm. And of course, well, who do you think has jumped on board to make it happen?
Oh, I assume one of those cage fighters. I don't know any of them.
Yep, Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah, I do know him.
Yeah, everyone knows him. He's quick to let everyone know about himself as well. I can actually do a pretty good Conor McGregor impression.
Okay,
you ready
here we
for
go.
This? Hold on, let me stand back from the mic. I am boxing! That's all he does all the time.
But he doesn't box because he's lost.
Yeah, no, he's actually never won a boxing match.
So he's, I am boxing for 2 minutes and then I lose.
Exactly, but... If you're going to back either Bieber or TC?
Cruz.
Cruz? All right, I'll back Bieber. We'll see what happens. This morning it is it's officially winter now over the long weekend.
Yes, officially the winter clock.
I lit my very first fire for the season.
Well done.
Awesome.
Proud of you.
But as it happens, mountain moments, things that happen up there in the Alpine region. So when you trip over your skis or when you fall off your snowboard.
Always hilarious unless it happens to you.
We want to see them on our Facebook page. So listeners, you guys can upload your mountain moments if you like and the fails and all that kind of jazz. So your epic fails on your boards, your skis, on our Facebook page. We want to see those videos. And the most liked video for the week is going to score a weekly prize of a $50 voucher thanks to Alpine Sports.
Nice.
So we have a bit of a fail from you that is going to make its first appearance today.
Yeah, yeah. This was when I was ice skating a year or two ago, and it did not go well.
No, and I can't wait for people to see that. You can get involved on the Facebook page.
No FM's The Wheel of I Won What?
Trusting us to wake you up, and I mean, if you're up and about, 64572977, make sure you get that number right. When you type it in, you get us for the Wheel of I Won What. It is thanks to Snowy Mountain Shuttles. And what have I got in the box today? Let's have a look here.
Vouchers. A lock of your hair?
Nope. Snowy Mountains, what do we got for you? Oh, there's Sports Power voucher, maybe? A voucher to the Bird's Nest there in Cooma.
Nice.
Maybe Après-Ski, if you like a bit of style.
Nice.
Could win at just about anything, so...
Sure we're not putting a lock of your hair?
I'm sure we're not putting a lock of my hair on the Wheel of I Won What.
100% sure.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who have we got there?
Tynan.
Tynan. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
You on your way to school?
Yeah, I'm just about to hop on the bus.
All right. Oh, no.
What's your favourite subject at school?
Math.
Oh, maths. Well, I was rubbish at maths, so you're obviously a lot better than me. What year are you in?
Three.
Ah, year three. It's an important year, year three, of course.
Year three is the beginning of the end, Jordan. That's when things get serious.
Don't say that.
Tynan, give us a bit of a sound so we can get that wheel spinning for you. Let's do it.
Good.
See? He knows it's the end. He's upset about the situation.
Maybe he's just cold.
What have we got for him this morning? Oh, he's landed himself. Do you like a good burger, Channon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't like everyone a good burger?
Everyone in grade three loves a burger. Oh, wait, hold up. Does pineapple ever belong in a burger, Channon? What do you think? Would you eat a burger that had pineapple in it?
No.
Correct.
Thank you. You just for that, you've scored yourself a Big Mac this morning, and we'll chuck in a coffee for Mum and Dad as well. So hold the line. We'll get you there. Have a great day at school, Tiernan.
Yeah.
Old mate Justin Bieber wanting to square up with TC Tom Cruise, which I think is a terrible idea by the young Canadian.
Why? That's the question that I'm asking. Have they got like a celebrity spat that I don't know about?
It's a disastrous idea. I mean, Tom Cruise, what, Mission Impossible? I feel as though Justin Bieber is very much Mission Possible.
Well, you say that, but you know, Bieber's pretty buff nowadays, and I mean, he's got the youth on his side.
Okay.
So you never know.
Yeah, I just think. Tom Cruise, titles that are associated with him are things like Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, what else is there? Some of his movies, Top Gun.
Oh, yes, of course.
All of it sounds pretty hardcore. And then the things you associate with Justin Bieber, Love Yourself, what else is there?
Sorry.
Despacito.
Yeah, if it wasn't a fight but a title off,
yeah,
Cruise has got it every single day of the week.
He should have Despacito written on his shorts, like when he steps into the octagon. What colour would they be? They'd probably be... I mean, they'd be the colour of the Canadian flag.
Exactly.
Red and white.
But one of the betting companies, I noticed, has got on board this and given out odds.
Which is super dumb. It's not even happening yet.
It's not even happening. Let's face it. Not going to happen.
No.
Cruise is running quite comfortable favourite at the moment.
As he should.
As he should. Well, you say that. I don't know.
But you like to back a long shot.
I do. If ever I'm at the horse races, I go for the one that's 200 to win.
Tennis, right? Happy to say that, one of these sweethearts of the sport actually had a win as opposed to those other two boys, which quite often get a lot of coverage.
Yes, well done to Ash Barty, who won the French Open final over the weekend.
How good. So the score that she came in at, Roland Garros, she smashed it, winning 6-1, 6-3. She became the first Australian to win in Paris since Margaret Court in 1973.
Nice.
That is a dry spell.
Yeah, it has been now you mention it.
And my favourite part of the story is that now she's actually trending and there's like a meme hashtag associated with her. It's so good. It's hashtag Barty Party. So a bit of this. We party, party, party. We party, party style. It's a Barty Party. But I mean, I don't mind those other two boys. They are you know, they do misbehave.
Have you ever played tennis? Were you a tennis player back in the day?
I was. I actually won a tournament.
Oh, did you? What tournament?
It was the, what was it, Consolation Cup?
Oh, that's the big one. That's the one. I mean, you can say that Roger and Rafa and all these guys are good at tennis, but have they won the Consolation Cup?
Probably not in the Adelaide Hills, regional South Australia.
Oh, yeah?
I am the best topspin lobber that you have ever seen.
Well done.
Thank you. But, I mean, like I say, I got a lot in common with Nick Kyrgios, so I actually don't mind the guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
6 foot, bad attitude, and some sizzling ground strokes.
So what have you got in common with Nick, sorry?
Absolutely nothing. We're done, Jordan. We're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow, eh?
Have a good one.